And she doesn't want things to go to black pill where there's no hope. But we're going from red pill to black pill. But that's okay, because we're going to have to finally call out to God to save us and to intervene, and God will show us. That's how it works. So get your soul pointed at God, at Jesus Christ, and do it fast. And I'm telling myself that every millisecond. So here's Laura Logan, what they don't want you to hear, said over a month ago, going to get her taken off television. But that's okay, because she's now on the right side of history. Here it is.
Well, it's very simple, Pete, right? You just have to look at Africa. They didn't have the death rates from COVID that were predicted. And what is happening over time is that the entire response to COVID and everything that we were told about it from the beginning is being exposed, and it's falling apart. The lies are coming apart. And really now, there's no justification for putting people out of their jobs or forcing vaccine mandates for a disease that ultimately is very treatable. It's cheap to treat. Medicines are available all over the world, and it has death rates that compare very much to seasonal flu. And so in that moment, what you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this, because the response from COVID, what it has done to countries everywhere, what it has done to civil liberties, the suicide rates, the poverty, it has obliterated economies. The level of suffering that has been created because of this disease is now being seen in the cold light of day, i.e. the truth. And people see that there's no justification for what is being done. So as they're being exposed and the control is slipping away, lo and behold, another variant surfaces, and nobody should be surprised by that, because there will be more variants until the end of time. We'll never be free of them.
And next hour, I'm going to go through over 30 articles, mainstream, saying it's wonderful. We're finally going to arrest people that don't take the shot and take their children and forcibly inject them.